feet. They move mountains, literally, to get that done. We finish our treatment on October 12th and button up the site for this winter. We had to do monitoring. We had to do outreach to our stakeholders. We had that little landslide, as you recall, that they had to repair. You remember that? As well as the normal work that goes on. The reviewing of the reports, the proceeding with the long-term cleanup, all that. It was an incredible effort. And I just want to recognize this team for the outstanding work they have done for not just our region, but the state of California, and for the state of Nevada and the Washita tribe.
That's right.
So I want to thank them. So I'd like to present them with their awards. And of course, one of the nice things about the award, they also get a monetary gift from the state of California. Should be appearing in their checks anytime soon. So we have
Doug Carey.
Mr. Doug Carey. Mr. Chris Settler. Mr. Taylor Zettner. Ms. Hannah Shembry. Mr. Darren Witt. Mr. Mark Minsky. I don't know if you want to say any words of thanks to them, but it really was outstanding, so thank you.
An applause for the team.
Yay. Can you take a picture? Do you want to get with them, Penny?
Are you the paparazzi?
Yeah, I'm the paparazzi. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me do that. The next part, I'm done with the EO report, and what I'd like to do is ask Scott to come up briefly to talk about the quarterly report, violations report, and maybe introduce our newest supervisors here, over that unit.
Good afternoon, board members. Patty said I'd keep it brief, and I'm going to do just that. So I just wanted the quarterly violations report, the write-up in your agenda package, it starts at 5-73, really provides the key information. I just wanted to highlight a couple things. One, and it was in the revised standing items for EO reports, we're moving. We typically provide our quarterly reports about 6 weeks or so after the end of the quarter. And what we have found is that that really shortchanges the numbers. And I'll give you an example. So on 5-73, it says the first quarter, we had 62 violations. And that was compared to this quarter, or the second quarter, of 237. So you're going, oh my goodness, what happened in the second quarter? Well, as is explained in the violations report summary, is that we have to gather up the data about 6 weeks, typically based on our current schedule, 6 weeks after the end of the quarter. We're still getting reports in and stuff like that. The second quarter report was done about 75 days after the end of the quarter. And when I went back to just look at, did the numbers change in the first quarter given more time? You bet they did. I counted 228 violations for the first quarter when you gave it additional time. So in response to that, we made the decision to move the schedule for providing these quarterly violations reports another month back. And we recognize we're trying to balance getting you the information as quickly as possible, But in trying to meet it sooner than later, we shortchange you on the information. So in future reports, the numbers, expect to see them more elevated because it'll be more complete. And then we'll be able to give you a more complete picture of what we're working on and responding to. Just one other example of, one other thing, two examples of things that I just wanted to point out. Our memo highlights some wastewater treatment facilities, one being Eastern Sierra CSD, that had flow violations. Now the good news was they didn't have any effluent quality violations that went there, but they did see a lot of increase in flow associated with this past winter and spring conditions. Groundwater elevations were coming up, creeks were flowing all over the place. That water tends to get into our sewer systems. So I just wanted to report, like with Eastern Sierra, they were not immune to this. They're working very cooperatively with our staff to address this issue, not just on a short term, but looking down the line also. And they're also working with, Lord help me out, who's the other neighbor? City of Bishop's Wastewater. And they were part of our tour, also both facilities, when we had our all staff meeting this past October. And they shared some of the information and what they've already been learning and what they're working on to address these flow issues so that eventually it doesn't turn into an effluent quality issue also. One other thing I wanted to point out was our facility, existing facility in Crystal Geyser down in Elantia. We brought you a couple of permits not too long ago. And I would say here's the value, here's one of the values and an excellent example of how we're following some of the principles that you set forth for us with enforcement. So the value of the permit, we established effluent limits for arsenic and a number of other constituents. We also established a monitoring program, and lo and behold, we violated those effluent standards April and May. Now, staff immediately got in touch with Crystal Geyser, and through a simple staff enforcement letter that documented the violations and asked for a corrective action plan, they're already taking steps to upgrade their treatment facility so that this condition is not repeated. So very low level enforcement, informal, getting the situation addressed very quickly, cooperatively, and setting ourselves up for a good future with this facility. So I just wanted to share that as an example of where us getting some permits in place is getting us information that's good to address a problem that had been going on and making sure it doesn't go on, and then following and showing you that the principles of you using the lowest effective enforcement action can address some many of our situations. And as you look through the violations report, you'll see the majority of our enforcement actions are all informal, low-level enforcement, and staff does a great job following through on that. That's all I really wanted to highlight with the violations report. I do want to introduce Jeff Brooks, who is our new senior engineering geologist, and he is in charge of our newly formed or hybrid unit, which will be our cleanup site investigation and enforcement unit. So he will, Jeff will also be our new enforcement coordinator. Kathy Poole was previously in charge of our enforcement unit, and our enforcement coordinator, she is now 100% dedicated to our Leviathan Mine unit and supervising that. And we're looking for good things out of both Kathy and Jeff in our reorganization, and doing more good things that you're accustomed to hearing about. So, any questions?
Any questions, Victorville?
No questions.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we'll adjourn. Thank you all.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, Keith. I'll take good care of your car. I'll take good care of your car.
Do you have his car?
He always says that he doesn't like that.
Look at the short time. Give me your binder, like, she's not even interested. So we'll just do the reverse, pull the curtain down. All
right.
Thank you.
Just so you know, I can.
Gonna be on the lookout for two gold.
Yeah,
and I'll put in the box. Because
yeah.
Yours might be in the box, but mine's definitely on the floor.
I might go.
This show on the road. The rainy road, but the road nonetheless.
I can pass it over to Kathy Cole.
Is she in the main office?
No, she is actually. Do you know where? If you went to the. Do you know where Scott's office is?
Is it in this building?
Yeah.
I can find it.
Okay.
I'll walk around.
She's actually. Scott is in that very corner, and she's just the cube of the side of Scott.
Hey, you missed pregnancy?
We heard it. I thought I heard it.
At least I could find out. So we'll explore.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So just at 5 o'clock?
You can take
5 o'clock? Isn't that what? I thought that's what I got from your email.
Oh, I just said,
nice to see you, Amy.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No shirt.
Yeah.
Not covered. I've not been looking around for places to come back to the lily.
But you need to start doing that.
I'm going to be there early, so I have to get some kind of arrangement.
Yeah. I mean, it's lettuce. You can't screw that up. It's sweet potatoes, and I mean, supposedly the chicken's been sitting out. I'm susceptible, but.
Anybody want to understand that?
So, yeah, before that, my daughter's working on my van.
Oh, cool. You did good on that.
It's been good so far. She changed the oil a couple weeks ago up at the auto shop, and today the troubleshooting.
Let's back it straight.
Yeah, she's been troubleshooting the oil issue, whether it's wiring or floor. So, we'll see if she has time. Yeah, my son's coming back. So he's here. That's why I stepped out earlier around 10:30. I forgot when I ran out to get it. So yeah, we'll see you in about 45.
Did you find Kathy?
No.
Because I'll try to find her later.
Maybe she went to lunch.
Yeah, so I can contribute to the
program. Maybe she went to lunch. Huh? You could probably give it to...
I can take it if you don't want to have to. I'll just put that in your face.
Okay. I'm going to go in the side room. Oh, I really
guess. So, who's picking up the food? Oh, her mat was over there. Who's picking up the food tonight?
Carly.
Oh, Carly's?
Here. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, it's too slow.
It's funny, the gavel commanded an audience when you paint on it today. All right, where'd that go? Why, when things fall, do they disappear?
What?
Two things today have fallen on the floor and then you never see them again.
How can that be?
This isn't a cluttered floor.
A magic haunted
floor. That is so weird.
What'd you draw?
One of those little things that hold the skirt. Yeah.
Oh, sometimes they fall into this gap here. Maybe?
Let's see. No. Because it went, like you went to get it and it slid.
What were the sheets that were on here?
I don't know. I didn't take them though.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
The assignment sheets?
And
isn't
the staff,
that what that was?
The staff sheets.
Yeah, I mean the staff sheets.
Yeah.
They were just there. I don't know.
Weird.
They were right here, and they were.
Yeah. I saw them with papers on it. Now.
Oh, they're on the somebody put them on the chair for some reason.
Oh, okay. Okay. That is weird. Are you gonna leave early today?
No, I should though.
You should.
Well, if I leave early today, then I still have to go to parties. So might as well just sit around, hang out, watch them all changing it around the place. It's always fun. Okay, I found one of the little nails.
Oh, you found one?
Uh-huh.
Yay.
It's right here. Okay. There's one.
Yay.
And there's the other one. We need one more. Since you don't remember, like you're not sure if you're short one or one fell.
Yeah, I didn't see it fall or anything. I just like.
Yeah, I noticed that it was gone. I will look at these boxes and we're done. Let's throw this out. Let's throw this out. Oh, here's some more clips I forgot about. I think there's one more somewhere. Do we have to move these long tables back around somewhere?
No, we leave it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I thought we had to do all the chairs and tables again.
Yeah.
That is really weird because that's a really big plastic piece. That doesn't make sense to me. That's bizarre. It's not a small piece. Do we get rid of all these printouts now?
Yeah, we can awesome. Recycle them.
Yeah, okay. Simon Sheets, they go in that big tub that the pens were in and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
thank cool. you. Yeah, all the stuff that we can reuse next
yeah.
time. Especially at the end when you're tired.
Yeah.
I'll
put this up at the front. I'm gonna put the sign-in sheets up with our stuff too. So now you have both the public sign-in sheets and our roll call. Some more of these. Wow. In here. Thank you. checked these thoroughly. There's no nail in these. I'll try. I got two of them. We have one. See it anywhere, Kath? Nope. Ow. Huh. Ow.
Whoa.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
What else do we need to do?
Pardon?
What else do we need to do?
I just walk around and see people left paper or water.
Yeah. I did do that part. Here's some pens. Yep, we only have one nail out of two, so. Is Jan coming back? Because her purse is here.
Yeah.
Behind me so I can toss it.
What?
Somebody left the green.
You can drink that though.
Yeah.
The rest of this stuff is yours, except the rest of this stuff's yours. I don't want to touch it.
I'm just going
to. What about these agendas?
That's Lori's. You can just leave it there.
Leave them? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I'm probably going to just come back on Monday. I'll probably just store that in the closet.
So is everything pretty good then?
I think so. Thank you.
Yeah. Everything's cleared. I looked everywhere I could for the nail. I found, like I said, I found one. This is, these are all those empty boxes that they came in, and I took every single thing out of there to look, so you don't have to do that twice.
Thank you.
And then I will give the snail to somebody. And we're good? I can.
Yeah.
You sure you don't need me for anything else? All right, because I'm going to go to lunch then.
I will see you till the party. I have maxed my hours out this week.
Okay. You sure? I don't need to do anything else? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you tonight.
All righty.
I
Yeah, I need help lifting these up and replacing them on there, and I could not get that cable out. I don't know if you push it back and then pull. I know I've had trouble with that cable.
You need to turn it.
Oh, you need to turn it.
Push down and turn.
And then turn. The left, yeah. Okay, then I will. And then we got a speaker over there. You just put them on the Broly thingy.
Sure.
Thank you.
Turn the Broly thingy. Meeting's gonna go pretty well?
I think so. A few technical glitches.
Not too bad though.
That was my concern.
Yeah.
Switching the remote part.
Oh, yeah.
Another
take a nap.
I'm stuck.
So I think we will be able to pay for the cake because the bottom line,
uh-huh.
you know, of the, all the expenses includes the cake.
Yay!
So if we get the last $30, you should get paid.
And I think I have 20 in an envelope, so at my desk.